It's Monday, February 18th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced a week ago Monday during the 40th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution that he would, quote, raise Tel Aviv and Haifa to the ground, end quote, if the U.S. military attacked. In response, 2 days later in Warsaw, Poland last Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence warned European and Middle Eastern leaders of the new Holocaust the Iranian regime is plotting, reports Christian Headlines.
The authoritarian regime in Tehran represses the freedom of speech and assembly. It persecutes religious minorities, brutalizes women, executes gay people, and openly advocates the destruction of the State of Israel. The Ayatollah Khomeini himself has said, it is the mission of the Islamic Republic of Iran to erase Israel from the map. Anti-Semitism is not just wrong, it's evil. And anti-Semitism must be confronted wherever and whenever it arises. And it must be universally condemned.
Genesis 12, 2-3 documents what God said to Abram about the nation of Israel. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. On Friday's edition of MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California asserted that President Trump declared a national emergency to fund the southern border wall because he's listening to conservatives.
I think that this president is literally being pushed by the right-wing conservatives that he listens to every day, and they're saying to him, if you don't get this wall, you're not going to be reelected.
Congresswoman Waters seemed particularly happy that the Democrats refused to fund the $5.7 billion that the president wanted to build the wall.
Well, we've done a good job in negotiating this bipartisan legislation by saying you're not getting any $5.7 billion. We'll give you $1.375 billion. That's all you're going to get.
The $1.375 billion will fund approximately 55 miles of border barrier in the highly dangerous and drug-smuggling areas in the Rio Grande Valley. President Trump's funding request would have built the wall for an additional 176 miles. Congresswoman Waters called on Americans to protest across the country to send President Trump a message that his declaration of a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border is quote-unquote fake.
It's time for everybody to stand up, all hands on deck, to refuse this president these fake emergency powers that he'd like to have. And so I'm urging everybody, get together, rally in every community across this country. Send a message to Washington, D.C. No, Mr. President, we're not going to allow you to do this.
However, contrary to Congresswoman Waters' false claim, this is not a fake emergency. Since the National Emergencies Act of 1976 passed,